Today's podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Hey guys, feel like I just haven't seen you since last night, Keith. So, we had that press deal with the bowl game, and I kind of told you guys how excited I am and our team is to have another opportunity to get together and play a game and to do it in a bowl that is as prestigious as the Gator Bowl. It's really special for us. And our guys have been great. It's been fun. It's crazy. It's hectic. We're trying to do a month's worth of week in about 4 days. So Kevin Mack and Gilk and all the support people and our trainers and doctors are doing an incredible job. But the most important is our players. They've been so much fun to be around again. And we're having a blast. We're getting ready to play a really good team. So it's going to be a huge challenge, but we're fired up about it. So we're going to head down as soon as we can confirm that we have a plane, and hopefully that's tomorrow, and we'll get down to Florida and go play. So with that, I'll open it for questions.
We'll start with James Cratch, NJ.com.
Greg, I guess I'll start there. I know that there's been thousands of flights canceled around the country. Is there some question you guys might have to bus down there?
I was thinking train maybe, Cratch, but bus would work. Yeah. Now we're going to find a plane. Even if you have to fly it, we'll get there.
But Chris Eisman, Gannett.
Greg, just when you look at Wake Forest offense on film, I mean, what stands out about it and kind of what's it going to take to, try and slow it down?
Well, the first thing that stands out is they score a lot of points. I mean, they're fifth in the country in scoring offense, and they've had some basketball scores, this year. Quarterback is an exceptional player, and they have as good a wideouts as we've played against anybody in the Big Ten. I mean, they're that good. So it's going to be quite a challenge. And, we've played against – when you talk about the receiving corps in the Big Ten, I think phenomenal, right? Some of those teams have phenomenal receiving corps. So that says something when I say they're as good as anybody we've played against. And it's a big challenge. Our secondary is excited about the challenge, but it's definitely a challenge. A quarterback who really understands this offense. He's been in it for a while. You can see he's a whole field. He reads the whole field. So, young, inexperienced quarterbacks oftentimes read half the field. The whole field is in play the entire game for this guy when he throws it. And they do something unusual in their RPO game. They really ride the ball. You're going to see it deeper into the line. And he throws the ball literally from 4 yards off the line of scrimmage oftentimes, which is definitely different. But he's a gutsy quarterback. I mean, for you to stand there and throw the ball, you think about it. Like, there's people all around him. He doesn't seem to flinch. He just rips it. So it's a challenge. And then, that's not even talking about their run game, which they have three running backs that I think they really mix well. And they're a little bit different styles, not totally different, but I think they mix the backs well. And the line is very unique in the style of blocking they do. So everything about these guys is a little unique. What could you ask for better than a short week to get ready for a unique offense?
Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
The closet's getting you, Keith.
We'll come back to Sarge then. Bobby Darin, 24/7.
Greg, how's it been bringing the players back in terms of testing? Have you run into any issues with any positives or anything like that?
Oh, I'm not going to get into that, Bobby. We're doing the right thing, making sure everybody's healthy. We'll never put that second to anything. So the players' health and well-being is the most important. But like I said to open, the doctors and the trainers are doing an incredible job. Everybody's being careful, and we're gonna get on that plane and get down there and make it official.
Keith, are you able to unmute?
Yep. Greg, personnel-wise, fans are dying to know. Is Bo playing? Pacheco? 03? Fogg? Turner? And can Korzak get back from Australia?
Those are really good questions. And I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, Keith.
Okay, so any of the NFL guys who have already said that they're planning on playing for prepping for the NFL draft, you don't want to talk about them?
No, I'd rather show up Friday with our team and let it rip. Can we do that? Look at Tom. No, we can't. Well, that's what we're going to do, guys. So let's all be part of the team.
Can I ask you just another personnel question? Noah, you plan on starting him, and could this be a game where Gavin gets an expanded role?
I think, and I'm not dodging your question, Keith, I think we're going to have to play a lot of guys, right? It's going to be 80 degrees. We will have, you know, people say, well, you only have four or five practices to get ready. That's really more of the problem than the issue, right? Because when you trained but you didn't play football, I don't care if you're lifting and running, the change of direction, the sudden explosive movements, those are the things that make you sore. So we've really eased them into it yesterday. And even with easing them into it, our guys are sore a little bit, which is natural. We're going inside and we're heating it up, so that helps a lot, right? Get us ready for going down there, and also loose guys being loose and fluid. But we're going to really adjust how we practice. I don't think it's realistic to go have a game week and, you know, strain them the way we do during a regular game week and expect to have anything left on Friday. So it's a unique approach. They've been awesome, though. I'll tell you, they're so much fun to be around right now. They're fired up. And really, it's a you know, for the guys that are playing, they thought they were done playing, or they thought they were going to another league to play, and now they're back with their buddies and they're practicing, and it's really an exciting thing for us.
We go to Gary Smith's Jacksonville Times Union.
Yeah, how you doing, Coach?
Doing well, Gary. How are you?
Not bad. Greg, I know this, everything here is a very short term. You didn't know you were going to be doing this and everything, but in any way, can your visit down here help you recruiting in an area that is a pretty good hotbed for high school football talent? You've already got Isaiah Washington from this area, you know, who's made some contributions for you and everything. But do you think in any way this brief visit could help you in that regard?
Absolutely. Yeah, just the fact that we're playing in a bowl game again, you know, that was the norm the last time we were here, and it hasn't been the norm for a while. So we're back in a bowl game, and we're in an area that's been very, very good to us. You know, the state of Florida overall and the Jacksonville area have been very good to Rutgers football over the years. So to be back down there in that location for, you know, what amounts to probably half a week, and the media coverage, all those things, that's always good, right? Anytime you can be more in the vision of these young guys, and, you know, obviously the creative people that we have do an incredible job. So as soon as it got announced, Jordan Walkstein and his people had things going out left and right to our recruits. That's fun stuff. The stuff you're allowed to do now within the rules, you know, those kids, they're always looking at that phone. So you have immediate access, and it's been fun to pump that up. Now we got to go play well. That's going to be the key.
And, Coach, as a follow-up, I was looking at your career, and somehow Jacksonville, whether you were an NFL or the college coach, somehow Jacksonville is a place where you just haven't coached before. Am I correct in that? You haven't been here?
99, the 99 season, I was at Miami, and we beat Georgia Tech in the Gator Bowl.
That's right. Okay. All yep. right.
They were the number one offense in the country with Joey Hamilton. Yep. And that
was a hell of a roster you guys had.
Yeah, I thought it was coaching, but I figured out later on it wasn't so much my coaching.
Okay, thank you.
Go to Tom Canavan from the Associated Press.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tom?
Good. Are you sure you want to let Cratch fly the plane?
I'm telling you, he's like what's that guy's name from Cheers that had all Cliff? He's like Cliffy. He knows how to do a little bit of everything. Cliffy Clavin.
Okay. Here's my quick question. Are you kind of using this short notice to your advantage by simply saying, look, we're going down there with four games to prepare. I'm not letting Wake Forest know anything we're doing. I'm not telling them the quarterback, who's playing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if there's such a way to make an advantage, you know, I'm sure I know Dave, and he's as thorough a coach as there is in America, so I'm sure they've had you know, we actually talk, so I know that, you know, they had all their developmental practices for their young kids. They've had their game plan. But again, they just found out they were playing us too, right? So they're in better physical condition, and they've had more practice, so they're going to be more prepared that way. And we both have the same amount of time to get ready for each other, although they had a game plan for Texas A&M, and Texas A&M's defense is very similar to ours. So, unfortunately, I wish it would have been like an odd front team that plays man-to-man all the time, but it wasn't. It's very much like us. That's a four-down field team that plays cover quarter, half, and it's very similar teams.
Better Richie Schneiderite from Rivals.
Hey, Greg, so knowing that something like this could be possible, what kind of prep did you and your staff kind of do scouting-wise, knowing that you possibly had anywhere between 1 to 80 different opponents?
No, we didn't do anything until we found out that Texas A&M pulled out. And then our young coaches who do most of the film breakdown work, computer work, they got started on it. And then, probably it was 24 hours before it got officially announced or officially we knew. So I felt a little bad because our young coaches were working on something that we might not use. But, look, they're young and they're learning, so it was a good learning experience to watch a good offense and a good defense and good kicking game on film. But they started doing the breakdown. So we literally had about a day advance. We didn't prepare for anybody else. That would be impossible.
Aaron Brightman on the banks.
Hey, Coach. I know you're approaching it like a normal game week as much as possible, and you talked about the physical component, but is there anything you could do to approach the mental side of it? Obviously, you had your team banquet 3 weeks ago. Is it a switch you kind of hope clicks back on? Is there anything as a coach you kind of are targeting or trying to do or worry about?
Well, we have, we brought them back Christmas night so everybody could enjoy Christmas with their family. And really all they had to do was get back here and sleep in their bed here Christmas night. We didn't really have we gave a suggested time, but we had guys rolling in all night. But starting on Sunday, we really are spending a little more time in meetings. We get an extra walkthrough in, right? That's stuff that's not physically taxing, but allows us to prepare mentally. And that's been really exciting. They've been really locked in. Like they know that we're at a disadvantage, and they're trying to do everything they can to even the playing field. So I appreciate that. Our kids, I said this from the very beginning, and I commented, Coach Ash left us a team that knew how to work, and they've only gotten more and more, better and better at that. So that's never the issue at our place. I just got to make sure that we got some juice in our legs when we hit the field Friday. So that's the balancing act.
We have time for three more. We'll go to Chris Nowalski from Rivals.
Hey, Coach. Are you looking at this game as almost like a no-lose situation, given, the lack of preparation and all the craziness that, came about with the game?
Well, Chris, you know me, I think, pretty well. If we're going to play a game and they're keeping score, we're going to win, right? There's no such thing as no-lose, because if our number's smaller than their number, we definitely lose. And it's going to hurt a lot, right? And I've told you guys, when you lose, it's almost like you mourn that. All the effort. I mean, our coaches have made an unbelievable effort up till 3 a.m. getting the game plans ready and getting everything ready. So, yeah, it'll hurt a lot if we don't win. But let's put it this way. We're putting everything we can as a coaching staff, and the players are doing everything we ask them to do. It's our job to really make sure we don't ask them to do too much or they'll be shot.
Go back to James Cratch.
Greg, are you going to call the defense in this game, or are you going to have one of the assistants be promoted to acting defensive coordinator?
I'll probably call it, but we're going to do it together. It's not going to be very complicated, so I think anybody could call it. It's just going to be a matter of somebody saying it over the headset. So if I need to go do something with the offense or the special teams, Fran or Coach Frazier or whoever will just take it over and I'll go do what I got to do. I think any one of us could call it.
Final question, Keith Sargent.
Greg, from a general standpoint, when everyone talked about coming back on Sunday, just from a general, was that one of the more strange days that you've had in your coaching, not knowing who was coming back, and were you generally pleased with the turnout?
Yeah, Keith, I would tell you that I am pleased, and I would tell you that every day has been really funly strange, right? Like, we think we have a plane, and we have two planes, then we have no planes. And that's all between, you know, trying to get the offense, defense, and special teams ready, helping Gilk, because Gilk's, you know, doing an entire trip, right? And then there's always these curveballs that come up. But I told our staff, look, we are not going to get bent out of shape. You know, we're built to do this. Let's just roll with the punches. Whatever comes down the pipe, we'll adjust. And let's see if we can't get down there and go play a game and have a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, as Chris asked, go win the game. That's why we're going there, right? It's a great experience for our players. But when you put as much into it as our guys are putting into it, you're going to win the game. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Guys, appreciate you. I hope some of you can get down there. I hear that commercial flights are getting canceled right and left, but if you get down there, it'll be good to see you. If not, I'm sure we'll do something before the game. Or maybe not. I don't know. Mac tells me where to go, and I go. But hopefully get to see you guys down there. Be safe.